I'm outside Westminster, and every time I'm passing, which isn't very often because I live away, I always stop and say hello to Brian Hoare. And I'm in a little bit of shock because it appears to be 8 years since Brian first set up camp here and started protesting for all kinds of civil liberties, all kinds of rights. And I thought, well, as today I will be in the company of Nick Clegg, MP and leader of the Lib Dems, I would ask Brian if he had anything that he would like to ask.
Correct you on number one, it's not camp. We're not camping, it's not Heidi Ho, it's not Butlin's holiday camp. We are a peace campaign. We say peace, love, justice for all. What a novel idea, eh? Nick Clegg, well, I suggest he and the rest of them do their bloody homework. To initiate a war of aggression is the number one war crime. That's what the Nazis were hung for at Nuremberg. That's what Blair and that's what Bush did. And the Lib Dems, against the war, mustn't do it. And then, oh, support our troops. Excuse me, if I go in your home, Nick Clegg, unlawfully, I murder half your family. You wouldn't want somebody to say, oh, well, let's deal with it quickly. Let's get it all over. You would want them fucking kicked out, wouldn't you? And how dare you do all your homework? You are engaged in war crimes, don't you know it? And how many more of our soldiers have to die for a bloody lie? 45 minutes, Mr. Blair. 45 minutes, Mr. Blyer. Dodgy dossiers. Plagiarised thesis. 45 minutes, sexy lie. And everybody wanted to believe Mr. Tony Blair, didn't they, for their various reasons. And how do I feel when I have Menzies Campbells toddling along the pavement at 11:30 one night, 5.5 years after I've been here 24/7, and he ignored the children? And Lib Dems, they're getting their political mileage out of this. Well, damn you, do the right thing, do the decent thing. We've committed war crimes, we are committing war crimes. The oil in the Caspian Sea, the American pipeline, the poppy, Afghanistan, check it out. Oh, and what have we done in that country? What haven't we done? Check out David Lloyd George. Oh, he was, wasn't he, what did they call himself in those days, David Lloyd George?
Yeah. Are you asking a person who's not actually that politically switched on?
1932, British Prime Minister David Lloyd George, we reserve the right to bomb the niggers. That's what he said.
Did he?
He was talking about the people of Afghanistan, Iraq and Iran at the time. Haven't we moved on a long way?
Do you think history is repeating itself?
Repeating itself? It's going to repeat itself over and over and over again. Do you go to the cinema? I don't go anymore. But it used to be a revolving... And you say, oh, this is where I came in. This is where I came in. That's why they don't like the old people. Because they know. They've seen it all before. I'm only 60. I'm a young old person. But I've seen it all before. I went to Cambodia in 1989. I left home. Pol Pot was on his way back in. Half the nation was dead. 4.5 million dead out of 9 million, and the rest of them were written off. And these people in this place called Iraq, they're written off. Millions of them had died already, literally millions. Check out depleted uranium munitions, bloody Nick Clegg and all of you. We are committing the most god-awful war crimes. We're dropping our nuclear waste on these people. We're nuking our own soldiers as well. Check out how many cancers you get with depleted uranium munitions. Very efficient. Very, very efficient as a war material. And you kill your own people as well. Isn't that smart? What we say on this pavement, the Parliament Square Peace Campaign, check us out, parliament-square.org.uk. And check out Brian and Co. as well. If you can read Japanese, you'll love that one. And dear Yumiko, our Japanese correspondent, she's just won an award for the best new journalist, for making this good film that she made about us here on this pavement. And what we've been saying forever is peace, love and justice for all.